I'm trying, but the zipper's stuck. If I'd known the zipper was gonna get stuck, I wouldn't have snuck into the dressing room at the very last second. I think I need your help. Yeah, come in, quick. I can't pull this stupid zipper down for the life of me. What if I'm stuck in this dress forever? Please just get the zipper down. See? It's impossible. You did it? You did it! You are a godsend. Wait. Before we go, I need to take a picture of the tag. In case I want to come back for the dress tomorrow. Yeah, it does have a stubborn zipper, but it beats everything else. And I really need something to wear for my cousin's wedding. I think I left my phone in the car. Let me use yours. What? Why not? It's dead? Seriously? Okay, you know what? It's fine. Cinderella Divine. That's the brand name. Remember that, okay? Now let's get out of here before we get in trouble. I need to get out of the dress. Just wait outside. I'll be quick, I promise. Okay, ready. Now let's just hope we can actually get out of here. They turned off the lights. What does this mean? Let's just try the doors first, and then we'll worry about not being able to see 2 feet in front of us. The doors are this way, come on. Here we go. It's locked. Now what? We'll just try the other ones? There's no way we're trapped in here, right? I mean, surely a security guard or something will come get us. Locked. I'm slowly but surely losing all hope of getting out of here. An emergency exit? I don't think there's an emergency exit. I've been in this mall like 50 times and I've never seen an emergency exit. We're locked in. Unless someone finds us. Where are the night security guards? I thought malls have those. Are you gonna say it, or should I? I think we're trapped here. Until morning. 11 a.m., to be exact. If you want to strangle me right now for trying on that dress, I won't stop you. Okay, well, thanks. Let's stay calm, right? I mean, if you think about it, this could be kind of fun. We have an entire mall to ourselves. We can do whatever we want. I mean, we should probably stray from anything outright illegal, but we can have a little fun. Like, what's one thing you've always wanted to do? Okay, well, looks like we're stuck here till morning, so you have a while to think about it. Personally, I'm already making a list in my head. Raid the food court. Run up the escalators. Mattress surf down the escalators. Build-A-Bear workshop. Okay, we don't have to only do vaguely illegal activities. We can do some good. We can get rid of that god-awful perfume in Hollister. Air the place out or something. We'll be doing a public service. First things first, though. I am desperately in need of a soft pretzel. You want anything? Come with me to the food court. Let's see if we can find anything. Well, it definitely looks different during the day. It's kind of creepy when it's all deserted like this. I don't see a single soft pretzel in sight. Or any food for that matter. I guess it makes sense that they wouldn't have anything laying out. Everything must be either in the trash or locked in the bag. This sucks. I'm starving. We could always dig through that. Yeah, no, never mind. That's disgusting. Well, it's not doing me any good standing here in front of all these restaurants. My taste buds are watering like a cartoon dog in front of a steak. I think we should not think about food and distract ourselves until it's finally morning. Hey, wait a minute. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? The dress over there. In the window, you see it? That's gotta be like $500. I'm just gonna try it on. I'll put it right back on the mannequin once I'm done with it. Look at it. That's silk, isn't it? So classy. And yet mysterious. Doesn't it give off a classy, mysterious vibe? Like an undercover spy at a formal event. There's no way I'm not trying it on. I'm gonna need you to come with me in case the zipper gets stuck. So far, so good. I definitely like it better than the other one. Zipper works just fine, thank you for asking. Okay, ready for the big reveal? Is it too much? You think so? Well, the price definitely is, unfortunately. Look at the tag. Yeah. So, I'm gonna wear it while I can. Till reality sets back in tomorrow morning. I'm stuck in a mall with thousands of clothes at my fingertips. Yeah, I'm gonna wear a $600 silk dress. I'll put it back on the hanger tomorrow. It's like I'm just trying it on. Be grateful I didn't grab the $5,000 wedding dress over there. Yeah, well, I figured that would be a little inappropriate for the situation. Unless, of course, you have something you want to ask me. Hey, speaking of weddings, my cousins. I have a plus one, if you want to come with me. This is me inviting you. Okay. Hey, do you want to go explore the second level? Yeah. You got somewhere you need to be? Let's go. I'll race you up the escalator. Look, see? There's two. One turned off escalator for each of us. First person to make it to the top gets the biggest bed in the furniture store. Take it or leave it. Okay, it's a deal. On the count of three. One, two, three. Good game. What are you talking about? I totally won. Yeah, I did. Okay, maybe it was a tie then. Yeah, a tie. We both win. Hey, there's the furniture store. I cannot wait to sleep in the bed there. Look at that, it's even got cute little pillows piled on it. How does the bed situation work if we tied? We can't sleep in the same bed. Because the rules stated that the winner takes the largest bed, and if another person is taking up room on it, then it's no longer the largest. I'm kidding. Sure, we'll both sleep on it. I think we both deserve a night of luxury. Hey, do you think this mattress would fit on the escalator? It's a mattress surf, remember? Yeah, you're right. There's no way it would fit. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm gonna see if this bed is truly as comfortable as it looks. It is. Wow, I might have to take this thing home with me. Hey, which do you think is more expensive? The bed or the dress I'm wearing? I'd take the bed over the dress any day. I mean, I've been here for, 10 seconds? And I'm already getting sleepy. This bed is magic. You should get in. It's not like there's not enough room. That's it. Comfy, right? So, my cousin's wedding. It's next weekend at 4:00. Okay. There is gonna be dancing. Which usually goes without saying at weddings, but I'm talking excessive dancing. So much dancing that if you don't dance, you'll kind of look like a snob. Yeah, I'm saying you're gonna have to dance. With me. Hope that's not a deal breaker. You'll still come, right? Okay, good. Because my self-esteem was about to take a serious blow for a second there. Because I thought you didn't want to dance with me. I don't know. I mean, we've never danced before. Like at school dances, even if we went as friends, we didn't dance. Well, I mean to the slow songs. The ones where you put the hand on the waist and you sway to some sappy Billboard 100 song while everyone else in the room disappears. Until it's just the person you're dancing with. Haven't you seen that in movies? Don't you watch rom-coms? Well, haven't you ever wondered what that's like? Well, maybe we should dance at the wedding. Just don't step on my feet. Tell you what, I won't step on your feet if you don't step on mine. Good plan. Well, I'm gonna go to sleep now. Cause I'm already falling asleep. Also, I need to shut my brain off so I can stop thinking about how hungry I am. I really wanted a soft pretzel. Wanna get soft pretzels tomorrow? Okay. Good night. Sweet dreams.